From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman with this news. Alaska State Troopers say that five children died in a mobile home fire in the Butte near Palmer today. The fire was reported just before 7 a.m. Troopers and deputy fire marshals responded to the scene and soon confirmed three fatalities. The remains of two children initially missing were found later this morning. All of the deceased were girls ranging in age from 3 to 12. Their remains are being transported to the state medical examiner for autopsies and identification. Governor Bill Walker today announced he's appointed Sheldon Fisher to be the state's Department of Revenue Commissioner. Fisher is moving from being the Department of Administration Commissioner. Officials say an Alaska coal plant created to generate lower-cost electricity is expected to be operational next year. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports Golden Valley Electric Association purchased the dormant coal power plant in 2013 for $44 million, and officials knew it would need improvements. North Korea's nuclear bomb test on Saturday was detected in Alaska. State seismologist Michael West says Alaska Earthquake Information Center seismometers clearly registered the underground blast.
An explosion of magnitude 6.3 is something that can be viewed or recorded really all around the globe.
West says the center's seismometers, which regularly detect earthquakes, also pick up other disturbances, like landslides and detonations at mines. He says signals from explosions like the underground North Korean nuke test are completely different from those of an earthquake.
During an earthquake, the earth shears in very complicated ways, and that creates a whole mix of very different looking seismic waves that propagate out in all different directions. An explosion is actually a much, much simpler source. It has one very simple motion. Everything is outward from the source.
West notes that the nuke test, although significant at magnitude 6.3, was not strong enough to affect the balance of tectonic plates. In weather at Juneau International Airport, it's 55 degrees and overcast. There's a 60% chance of showers this afternoon and a 90% chance of rain this evening. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Andrew Kitchenman.